of the original greatest hits, Ian Thomas and Painted Ladies, part of Breakfast Radio with Neil, Sam, and Jane. And I'm always excited when we can include the Jane part of the Neil, Sam, and Jane. Just, you know, the wonders of technology that allow me and Sam to be on from our basements sometimes gets in the way of us being able to talk to our friend Jane as often as we'd like. But we make exceptions whenever we can. And this is one of those occasions where I'm excited to get Jane on the show because Jane, once again, you've got something amazing coming up that we need to let people know about.
It is the sixth time I've had a team in the Bladder Cancer Awareness Walk, Neil. And this year it's special because it's virtual. There's no big gathering, obviously, because of COVID-19. So we're walking in our own neighborhoods. But more than ever, the 80,000 Canadians living with bladder cancer need our help, because many of them have been waiting longer for treatment because of COVID-19. So this is one of the main reasons why I continue to walk, also in memory of my mom who died of the disease back in 2012. But I want you to know that the funds that you donate on an annual basis, because Neil, there are many ongoing supportive Zoomer Radio listeners who continue to donate. I just want to do a quick shout out to Tom Mahalik of Tom's Place in Kensington Market. He has been known to dress you from time to time, Neil, and he made a generous donation yesterday. He does every year. And partly, I know he does it because he knows that 100% of his donation goes to fight the cause.
Yeah, and that's rare among charitable organizations. I used to play in that sandbox, and one of the things when I used to do a lot of work with different charities was finding out just what the administrative costs and things were for so many of them, where it was a fraction of what people were donating that actually went to support whatever the cause was, where with bladder cancer, yeah, it's 100%. And I've been heartened over the years that we've been working together watching that donation amount increase for you every year. The take has gone up every year. I mean, that's a lofty goal for this year, but I feel like you're getting closer and closer, and it feels like every time we talk about it on the show, somebody jumps in and throws more money into the kitty as well.
They absolutely do, and you're right. We could, if I hit my $10,000 goal this year from generous Zoomer Radio listeners, family, friends, we would see a total over 6 years of $50,000, all of which goes to research, patient support, and awareness. And you're absolutely right, Neil. Bladder Cancer Canada is one of the very few charities in this country where all of the donation goes to fighting the disease. So I know it's been a tough year financially for a lot of people, but if you've reduced the amount you're giving to charities, I would encourage you to give to Bladder Cancer Canada. Easy to do. Zoomerradio.ca. There is a link on the page for my team. Zoomerradio.ca, and you'll get an instant tax receipt.
Thanks, my friend. Give Hubblicious a hug for me, will you?
Back at you to Mrs. Headley as well.
Let's see what's going on right now in Toronto traffic. Get a look at the roads with Spencer Costin.